Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Dunedin Plumbing is three generations of master plumbers that provide full-service plumbing repairs. Whether it be kitchen and bath remodeling, sewer and drain cleaning, toilet repair or replacement, slab leak detection, faucet repairs or installations, they can do it. Visit their showroom at 483 Patricia Avenue in Dunedin or give them a call at 727-734-2879 or visit their website, dunedinplumbing.com. License number RF0037427. See the Dunedin Plumbing ad in the BCC coupon book. You'll never leave hungry when you visit Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop in Palm Harbor. Whether it's burgers, wings, hoagies, specialty sandwiches, or anything else on their large menu, you'll be coming back for more. Stop in or let them cater your next event. Call 727-408-5425 or visit them at 34720 US Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. Order online at fatjacksjaxs.com. That's fatjacks.com. Or you can even use Uber. Find Fat Jack's coupon in the BCC coupon book. Cricketers British Pub and Restaurant has the best fish and chips in town, along with a whole host of other authentic British and traditional American fare. They also have a full liquor bar and a large selection of quality beers. Located in Causeway Plaza in Dunedin, you can find them at 2634 Bayshore Boulevard. Give them a call at 727-736-1322. That's 727-736-1322. Or visit them online at cricketerspub.com. See their ad in the BCC coupon book.
Okay, Brian Cashclaws back here again. We got want to talk about Fat Jacks who catered it. This is just a real quick story. Tony is a 12-year-old entrepreneur. Remember you met him? What was he? He had the dog sitting, dog walking thing. But he was in here before that. So we laid out, like, he could go through all our ads. It was like 200 ads. And he could pick the one that he liked. It was like a book. And he just turned to it because we have what is called the old gold book. Mm-hmm. It's all the ads that ever ran with us. And he stops at Fat Jack's. Right? Now, this is the first time the mother's on the radio show, but she's on hold. And Rob was the producer at that time. We don't know she's on hold. So we say, Justin, I don't even think that's his name. What was his name? Anyhow, we'll go with Justin.
Can you just call him Tommy?
Tony.
Tony.
He's Tony, see what I'm saying? But anyhow, and I don't want to insult Tony, but Tony, you know, respect. So I said, Tony, okay, out of the whole booklet, who did you pick? Now, keep in mind, Fat Jack's on hold, and the producer never told me. And this is the first time they're on the show. He goes, I like Fat Jack's. And I was like, why? Keep in mind, now, at this time, I still don't know she's on hold, because they really have the coolest looking logo, right? That's why he picked her. So then Rob, the producer, goes, you're not going to believe this. Like, he gets on the air. He goes, guess who's on hold? Fat Jack's, the mother of the owner. I go, you're not going to believe this. And then I ask her, did you just hear that? So when you tell the story, right, people don't believe you, because what is the odds that he picks out of 200 clients, he picks Fat Jack's, she's on hold for the first time? Miracle?
Coincidence?
Okay, who knows what an IBM is?
Isn't that an old computer?
International Business Machine. I don't know.
Where are you?
Computer?
Itty bitty miracle.
Oh, okay.
That's an IBM.
No $50 gift card for me.
No.
So isn't that kind of neat? So let's go around the room, the studio, not a room, and say what you thought of Fat Jack's food, Dave.
It looked beautiful. I did not get a chance. I'm going to eat some when I get it, but I tell you, it smelled awesome. Okay, and I saw everybody digging into it, and they were going back for seconds. So there must be something going on there.
I second that. It also smells absolutely delicious, and the array of different kinds of food they gave us too was also amazing. I've also heard they're very nice too when you call in an order, which is huge.
No, really, that's right. Customer service.
Yeah, customer service is great.
Yeah. So, what'd you think, my friend?
So I had a chance to try the wings. I think they were the garlic wings or garlic parmesan wings, and they were phenomenal. So now I'm going to eat a cheesesteak before I leave. Just to
for
seal.
The road, a cheesesteak for the road.
Got to seal the deal.
Yeah, Fat Jack's.
Fat
and
Jack's,
and
five
if
stars.
If anybody can guess, so here's the $50 we're going to win. We're going to write it down. What town is Fat Jack's in? Go ahead, Bill.
Palm Harbor.
Okay. What town is Fat Jack's in?
I was going to guess Palm Harbor, so I guess I'll go with Clearwater.
Now you can go with the same if you
okay,
want.
Okay, I'll
but
go with Palm
But then you
Palm
split
Harbor.
If you guys...
Oh, what a shame. We'll split it.
Okay.
We share.
What are you going to go with?
I'm pretty sure it's on Palm Harbor up US 19.
Oh, my God. Anytime you have a three-way tie, no one wins.
I know that because Tammy told me that when I was eating the wings.
Yeah, they're in Palm Harbor in the Fountain Shopping Center, I think it's called.
Right.
Right? And I think there's a wing house right there, even though
I bet you their wings aren't as good as Fat Jack's.
No. But
probably
yeah.
not.
So how do we do
house,
this?
I've had Fat Jack's now, so I can vouch.
Yeah.
Okay, here's how we're going to do it. Don't look. All right.
Wait, but you were looking.
But no. I'm going to write a number 1 to 3.
1 to 3?
1 to 3, because
well,
it's a three-way tie. And then who wants to let the lady go first, of course. And then if you can, this way you can take it all. Or you can just take your cut. You have a choice. You can get $16 or go for the whole enchilada by picking 1 to 3.
Oh, I'll go for the whole enchilada.
Okay, what
I'll
number?
Pick 2.
No. So who wants to go out of you two?
I'll go. I got a 50-50 chance, right?
But then if you don't get it right, he automatically
wins. All right.
So we'll put it on you.
Okay, I'm going to go for 3.
Just so you see it.
Three.
The big winner.
All right. I'll share with you.
So we'll get 25-25. Because he didn't have to do that. You know that. But anyhow, so now we know who won. And that was for where?
Fat Jack's.
In Palm Harbor.
That's on right. US 19.
So then we also had the show catered by Frank's Italian Restaurant. You know, he was the first one to come out with the $5 sandwich before Subway. Right? And he did his own little deal. And I'll just say this real quick about Frank. He's passed away. But he owned Fritzy Freeze on Patricia Avenue, if you know where that is.
Sure.
It's the ice cream parlor there.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have 4 or 5 cooks, and there would be like a 20-minute wait. This is the first time I saw how someone can promote. He gave away a free small cone, right? But there was no purchase necessary on soft serve. And he was in Valpak. He was in the Beacon. He was in the Savers Digest. He was in the paper, right? And then people would come up to him and say, well, why would you give away a free cone, there's a half hour wait to get food. And he, because that's why there's a half hour wait. So then, this is the first time I saw how someone can, it does matter who the owner is. He sold it, right? And then he opened up Frank's Italian Restaurant. And do you know what the guy that bought the place did? Did away with the, I'm not giving you his name and he's not there now. So I don't want it, but he did away with the free soft serve. Did away with advertising with anybody. And guess what happened to that half hour wait?
It went out of business, probably.
He ended up going out of business like 9 months later.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can't even make that up, right?
No.
Sometimes you got to spend money to make money.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, that's crazy. You would take over a business that's successful and then change everything.
Right. And you know how old he was? He was an 86-year-old Greek guy, too.
Really?
Seriously, like 86 years old. And he had a 32-year-old wife.
Right.
You know who it is? Oh, okay, I was going to say.
Maybe he went there one time and got so upset that he had to wait 30 minutes for food that he's like, one day I'm going to buy this place and put it out of business.
Right.
Maybe that was his plan and nobody knows it.
And then Johnny's Italian Restaurant, what he did was find the misspelled word and you get a free dinner. Right? Now, what he's found is that 90% of the people don't come to dinner by themselves.
Mm.
But what did it do by saying find the misspelled word? Made you really read the whole ad.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Johnny's, you know where that is? Johnny's Italian Restaurant?
I think there's two locations in there. There's one on 19.
No, he's on Coachman one? Road. North, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Coachman, right. But I did his first ad for his grand opening. Okay, we got a caller, but who do we got?
It's CNC's Market. They're on the line.
Oh, wow. Well, hey, are you kidding me?
No, we're not.
We were just talking about CNC Market, how what a great location you have. How's it going?
It was wonderful, Chief. Just waiting for the people coming here.
Is this Tony?
Yes, man, that's me. We have
Tony the Tiger.
Yes, sir. I'm Tony the Tiger.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Well, tell them what I, just so you might not believe this, the kindness and who you are before I knew you were going to call in.
Right.
And let everybody, just tell them what I was saying about Tony.
Yeah, see, the people, I just wanted to see the people coming to CNC, and they're going to be surprised with the price we have and the service we have for the people, okay?
Okay, Tony.
Yes, please, come and you're going to be happy.
Okay? Yes. And you got the greatest
yes.
deals there,
yes.
and greatest service, and you're always so happy. You have a question for Tony? Anybody? You have a question?
Yeah. What's Tony? This is Justin with Countryside Water. What's your specialty? I guess. What are you guys known for? I mean, I know you're a meat market, but is there something that like you're like, hey, if you come here, you absolutely got to try this item?
You just let me know one day before, and I'll get for you whatever you want, the best price, and nobody can give it to you. The best price.
Oh.
Just give me one day before, and I'll bring it to you, nice and fresh.
Awesome. Right, because what you do, Tony, I think that makes you different. It says it right here in the end. We can cut any meat to order.
Yes. Yes.
Right? Think of that. Cut to order.
Any meal, you can bring it to me too, and I do it for you too. That's no problem.
Wow.
If you want to buy here, it's better because I give it a good price. Okay?
Right. That's something. I've never heard that said before.
Service right there.
Now tell them about the sandwiches you make.
Oh, no. It's the best. People love it.
Right. He makes the best Cuban. He puts the butter garlic on it.
They love it. Yeah.
And he presses it. And he uses all real pork and all the...
Real.
It's like a real, authentic Cuban.
We cook at home. We cook at home, the pork chops and the chicken. We cook everything on.
Right, and you've sponsored the show a few times with your Cuban sandwich.
Yes, ma'am.
Right. So then you have free delivery for orders, right, over $75?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
So would you consider placing an order?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
I mean, look, we can talk, and you tell me what you like it. You see the product. And you tell me what you want to buy. Hey, we do business.
Okay, and what's the name of the company? CNC Meat Market, right?
CNC Meat Market, yes.
What does the CNC stand for?
What we say?
What is CNC? What does the C stand for?
Okay, 1 second.
Oh, you didn't hear me. What do you think? What is CNC? What's the words behind it? Forget it. What do you guess, if you had a guess?
My dad didn't understand what you said.
Okay, what does CNC stand for?
¿Qué significa CNC?
Oh, well, that's un nombre que tiene por 25, 30 years here. That business, they have that name for a long time. That name they have for a long time. It's about 30 years they have that name here.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll leave it at that. But CNC Meat Market.
CNC Meat Market.
And you're at 700 North Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue. That's Greenwood Avenue. Is that Junior? Is that really, that's how they say it, Junior?
Yeah, Junior Avenue.
Mm-hmm. I never knew that.
Yes, it is.
Yes. I have a dream.
Okay.
Anyhow, CNC Meat Market.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm waiting for you all your here, okay?
Okay, Tony.
Thank you.
God bless you, Tony.
Bye-bye. Ciao.
And then it says he speaks... What does that mean? Can you say what that means?
It means that they speak Spanish.
But how do you say it?
Hablamos español.
Well, you know, my daughter speaks fluent Spanish, right? And then Yeah, she's the smart one in the house. But yeah. Do you speak another language?
No, I don't, really.
Do you speak another language?
I know a little bit of Spanish, a little bit.
Spanish. Do you speak another language? So, like, you know, you got to really respect these people that can speak multiple languages. They come here. It just shows you it's not the conditions, like, but it's the work ethics. Mm-hmm. And where I saw that once was on Larry King.
Mm-hmm.
When they're Cuban boat lift, right? Why is it that people can come here, don't speak the language, and become successful in life?
because they don't have a choice where they're from, and they take advantage of the opportunity.
Right.
That's right underneath most people's noses.
Yeah.
And they don't try, you know. When they come, they're so grateful that they work and work and work and get themselves to a point where, you know, they're successful.
So it's not the conditions, even though but it can be too, though. But overall, it's the work ethics.
Yeah.
Are you willing to go the extra mile? Are you willing to do what it takes? Are you willing to jump off that ledge? Are you willing to jump in the water, not stick your toe in?
Yeah, from where they're from, though, that's not really a jump. You know, it's an opportunity.
Yeah, so Larry King had all these people on, right? It was like six of them. And they all came from impoverished countries. And two of them owned five KFCs. They started at KFC. And what they did is they just kept saving their money for like 4 years. They didn't go out when all their other friends went out. I don't know if you know this. Do you know what Juan's Mexican restaurant? There's one in Palm Harbor and one in Dunedin.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy that started that, and I forget his name, but anyhow, he was a dishwasher and he came here from another country. And he saved all his money. Do you know Country Boy Plaza?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He owns that. But how he told me the story was, is that while everybody went out to partying and drinking, he would take his, and he was a dishwasher, he would just put his money in the bank. And he said they'd come back to the house and tell him all the great time, partying and all this other stuff. And then he said, I got enough money together where I can buy a piece of property, and I put a down payment. Now he owns Country Boy Plazas, Juan's restaurants, both are his.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just amazing. If there's a strategy and a will and a way, you can make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say the same for me.
Well, I actually have a question, Brian, for somebody else in the room here. So this is Rachel. I'm from United Metabolic Treatment Centers. I'm the provider over there. And I have a question for Justin from Countryside Water.
All right.
He and his wife co-own Countryside Water, and he's a veteran. His lovely wife is obviously a woman, so
that's
it's a veteran and
Best
woman-owned business. So I have a question for Justin, because I am new to the area, and I believe my water softener, whatever you want to call it, is in not the best repair. So I'm also wondering if you guys service machines that others have put in.
We can. It depends on the type of machine. There's obviously a lot of different water softeners out there. And so if it's something similar to the systems that we put in, we can look at it and diagnose it. And if it can be fixed, then we can fix it. If it's something like a store-bought one from a Lowe's or a Home Depot, usually those things have a very short shelf life down here in Florida, 3 to 5 years. And once they stop working, you can't buy parts for them. They don't sell part. You know what I mean? Like all the stuff, a lot of them are made over in China. That's another thing about our company. Everything that we install is manufactured in the United States. So
either manufactured. That's definitely a positive.
Yeah, Wisconsin and Ohio are the two main suppliers that we purchase our equipment from. Our wholesaler here in Florida, you know, the units are shipped down and then they're built here in Florida with components that are manufactured in the United States. So pretty much everything that we sell is made here in the U.S. Some of the parts might be from out of the country, but
that's great.
Yeah, it's something we really pride ourselves on. I think America needs to get back to doing more manufacturing here and kind of taking care of our own and, you know, stop trying to save a buck and have it manufactured in China. I think people would pay a little more.
Absolutely.
Even though our systems are reasonably priced, we're very competitive, even with the people that sell the models that are made over in China, but they're very, very high quality systems.
Mm-hmm. So basically what you're saying, or what I hear you saying, is that if I buy a system from like a Lowe's or a Home Depot, it's not going to last as long because of the water quality that we have in this area.
Correct.
So if I were to upgrade my system, even just a little bit, with a system that you would provide and install, that I could get a little bit more life than I would from a Lowe's or Home Depot model.
Yeah, our systems usually, they last about 10 to 12 years. I mean, you can get more life out of them, but they have a 10-year tank warranty.
Okay.
That's a manufacturer's warranty that protects against leaks and cracks. So usually once they get outside that warranty, we strongly recommend people look at upgrading. Again, you could run a water softener for 15 years if you're lucky, But once they start having issues or breaking down, then you're just going to be throwing a lot of money at the problem. So we try and, again, like we were talking about being proactive earlier, mm-hmm. which just like with your health, where you want to be proactive instead of reactive. It's the same thing with replacing an appliance. You know, you get in front of it, you spend less money in the long run. And usually in 10 years, the technology is advanced. You should have a little bit higher efficiency, probably better quality just all around.
Well, that's good to know. I'm definitely going to have to call you since mine is not working and probably needs to be replaced as well, since our water quality is not the best.
Yes, we'll be happy to accommodate.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be great. Well, another thing that I wanted to discuss here with you lovely people is the fact that United Metabolic Treatment Centers opening up in Tarpon Springs on South Pinellas Ave. Not only are we offering diabetes relief, but we are also providing weight loss for people. So I think Bill can tell us a little bit about that. Bill Olive is the owner, operator extraordinaire, and my boss.
Yeah, we're, you know, diabetes and weight loss kind of go hand in hand. In fact, the hottest drugs today that people are using to lose weight, which are FDA approved, are actually diabetes drugs. And we're seeing things like semaglutide, you've heard the word Ozempic. Mm-hmm. These are drugs that the FDA has approved for weight loss now. And the results are just unbelievable. People are losing 15, 20, up to 30% of their body mass in a period of time. Whereas, you know, everybody's been on diets who needs to lose weight, you know, and what happens? They take them, they go down, and they, you know, they get off, and they come right back, and sometimes with a vengeance. Well, this will give people a real jump start, and, you know, it's not really something, you know, typically doctor says, hey, do this diet, and then you have to exercise, and you have to, you know, do all these other crazy things. Well, you know, it's hard to, you know, not eat, and you get headaches, and you're, you know, you're hungry all the time. One of the great things about these drugs is, you know, they solve that problem. You know, they send messages to the brain that, you know, that you're not really hungry anymore. They slow down the digestive process so you feel full. And it's amazing what happens. You know, you don't have the headaches. You don't have that hunger pain that you have. So we're seeing a lot of success. It's the hottest thing in America today. You hear stories about in Hollywood where they're having these semaglutide parties and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, you got to be careful. And one of the things that we do is, you know, we examine our patients. You know, we typically look at blood work because, you know, you want to make sure that what you're doing is right for your body. And Rachel does a great job with that. She sits down with each patient and, you know, and you know, it's a product that that literally pays for itself over and over and over, because, you know, it's not that expensive to get on this kind of a weight loss program. And I tell people, you save that much money on your food costs, you know, you won't be stopping at McDonald's and stopping at Kentucky Fried Chicken, because, you know, you really have the motivation to lose weight. So how many drugs are there that they have now? They have two or three, right?
That are FDA approved for weight loss. There's quite a few. So many of them have fallen out of popularity. I would say that there's two that are in particular that are very popular, and that would be the Wegovy or the Ozempic, as well as the Mounjaro. And both of them have great efficacy in studies, meaning that people have lost weight. The one thing is that, of course, you're going to lose more weight if you diet and exercise. It's not a requirement, but it's definitely not a magic pill or a magic injection that you do and, you know, your life will be perfect and you'll lose all the weight you want to lose and somehow you'll find $1 million in your bank account. No, I'm just kidding. But that's definitely something that we talk about with patients, having realistic expectations. And we're partners in your weight loss journey. So if there's anything that I as a provider can do or we as a clinic can do, that's something we can partner with you to help you reach your weight loss goals.
So how do people take this drug?
Yeah, so what we do at United Metabolic is we do once weekly injections, and we've got a couple different packages going. If you're comfortable injecting yourself at home, that's something we can accommodate, and if you'd rather not stick yourself with a needle, we can also accommodate that, and you can just come and see us. And the whole time you're monitored by either me or somebody else in our staff, making sure that, you know, any side effects that you might have are managed well, and that you're still feeling good, and that you're, again, getting the weight loss goals that you want. So we're here to reach you, help you reach that. So,
who won?
Oh, now I got to decide. Now's the moment of truth.
Put it on the spot.
Well, it's a hard choice, but will my paycheck take a hit? No, I'm kidding. I think I'll have to pick Justin as the winner, the interviewer.
Okay,
for
so,
sure.
So then he'll get 50.
As the interviewee, I think Bill did a wonderful job.
Well, he is.
Yes.
Very well spoken. And Justin needs
Bill
to work on
it.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyhow, don't go because I wanted to talk to you. But
sure.
We're going to bring our next set of people in.
Okay.
Yeah, can I talk to you too?
Well, hold on, Brian. We actually have somebody on the phone line for you. She already is on the line.
Oh, listen,
to talk.
Yeah, listen to this young lady. Well, who is this?
Chardet,
don't play. She there?
She should be.
Hello? You might have to call her back.
All right.
Yeah, she's from Low Key, and I got a car from them last week. So you want to hear a spiritual story just real quick?
Sure.
Okay, so I give my P.O. box as my address because I just, you know, whatever, I just did that. I wasn't thinking. So then she calls up and she says to me, "Oh, no, you got to be here and show proof of address." Well, I'm on the lease where I stay, right? Which I even forgot, actually, because all the bills are in my son's name. So then I get the copy of the lease. Hello?
Yeah, Chardet's back on.
Chardet, don't play? She there? So, you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Chardet, don't play. I'm telling a spiritual story what happened. Okay, so you ready? You're part of it.
I'm ready.
Okay, so I gave you my P.O. box number, right?
Yeah.
And this is just the truth, what happened, right? So then you call me up, emergency, right? Something you said. What was the word you used?
Urgent.
Urgent. I don't like those messages. They scare you, right? But it's the truth. So then I have to go back in to Loki, right? And say your name and don't play.
Chardet,
but you got to say don't play.
Yeah, Chardet, don't play at Loki Volkswagen.
Right, so then I have to go back in because I gave my P.O. box number and then re-sign all the paperwork all over again. But guess who's there and places
none
it
other.
In?
Huh? None other than Matt Loki himself.
The owner. So I was telling it. So now, who do I know? I know his grandma, Pat. Because she comes here, you know Lola, the owner? Mm-hmm. She comes here, and I'm just telling the story how I know Pat. And they go to, I'm taking away from everybody's time, but they go to thrift stores together. Even though they're both multimillionaires, they shop at thrift stores. Like Lola just got a pair of Italian shoes for $10 that sell for $300. But anyhow, so he comes in. You know my grandma? And how she got the name Pat was from him. So then in turn, guess what he does? You tell him, Charnay, don't play.
He ended up taking up the advertising offer.
The front cover.
Yep. How many years has it been?
15 years. Now you want to hear this? Yeah, 15 years. We're going to give you time, by the way. So then listen to the story. It gets better. So now Tammy texts me just before I'm on my way there. Cricketers has the front cover for 15 years.
No.
Right. So right, Tammy?
That is true.
I know, because you tell these stories, and I'm such a liar, so I got to know. I got to
verify.
Oh, you
are, but no, that's true. So, actually, I would believe it. I think it's even longer than 15 years, actually.
He said 18. That's true. That's right. So then I show him, and he's like, okay, show me the text. Because it did sound like a lie, right? So Tammy texts me, you're not going to believe this, but Cricketers wants to skip this edition and not take the front cover. So the front cover is available for the first time. 3 hours. So I show that to Matt, and he goes, I'll take it. But if I didn't write down the wrong address, right, Charnay?
Correct.
I never would have met Matt. So was that like divine intervention? Was that an IBM?
That is state of its finest.
Yeah. What do you think of that? So now, and I maybe I... He turns out to be my biggest customer. Right? Charnay, your guy, yeah, Matt, turns out to be my biggest customer. All because I wrote down the wrong address. Or was it divine?
I think.
Let's go, let's go. We're on the room. Was it divine or was
could
it?
Could have been. Could have been, yeah.
I'll go with divine for 100.
I'll say, finally, your in coordination. There's another 3 or 4 syllable word for you. Finally, paid off.
Right. And then you know who this guy is here? He's been buying cars from Loki for many years.
Yeah.
So you got he owns a diabetic clinic, and you know who he's doing. How many cars have you bought from Loki?
I would say probably 5 or 6.
So what is the odds of that? Is that divine? And the reason he keeps going back to Loki is because it's family owned, and he said the service is wonderful, and they give you great service with a smile.
Oh, why, thank you. But don't forget about the free oil changes for life.
There you go.
Charday needs a medal, I'm sure, for dealing with you for an entire afternoon.
Charday, don't play. Right?
Yep,
so tell us about Loki and how you like working there and what the deal is.
I've been there for about a year, and I've never been treated more like family at another place ever. You know, they really look out not only for their employees, but they look out for their customers, you know, on a whole nother level. They offer amenities because they've been open for 71 years, so it's quite special.
Talk next week.
Okay. All right, so that's something else. And then I'll tell you what. What happens when you sell a car to someone and they pull off the lot? What happens?
The chase begins.
The chase begins. You said you never heard that before, huh?
I never did, but you know what? I've remembered it since.
Yes. And what was the other thing I said to you, you said you liked? Oh, the oil in the pan.
Yep, that was a good analogy.
There you go. So tell us what makes you a good car salesman.
Because at the end of the day, some of us just need a savior. But the worst case scenario, you make a friend at Loki.
Wow. That's the real deal there. Isn't it great when you can do business with someone and that both parties win?
You know, and we do everything. We sell cars, we buy cars, we trade cars. So anything with a vehicle, even if you got a boat or something, come on by.
Now, are you hungry right now? Because we were catered by Fat Jack Steakhouse. It's like a spread you can't even believe. And then also by Frank's Italian Restaurant. So if you can get down this way, there's plenty of food.
Well, thank you so much, Brian.
Okay, and we got a bunch of people here. You ever need anything proofread? We got the proofreader of proofreaders. Her name is...
Diana.
So what she does is she proofreads novels and things of that nature before they go to press. So she's a smarty pants.
Amen.
So let me ask you something, Charnay, that don't play. What is the best deal you've ever given on a car? Is she still there?
No.
Charnay, don't play. Is not playing. Okay, so what we're going to do is you're going to interview these. You would at least have 10 minutes, and you get 10 minutes.
Sounds good.
Is that fair?
That's great.
You deserve it. Talk into the mic. I was disappointed with you last week when you said you were leaving me, and I was not happy with you. So just so you know that.
I'm never leaving you. I'm stuck here. You guys give me space to advertise in exchange for proofreading.
There you go. See, that's good. Yeah. We need a proofreader. So then here we're going to do is you're going to do the interview. Is that okay?
Yes, fine.
So let's ask a question. 10 minutes. Keep them going and let's go. So what do you do, sir?
So what I do is help people live an intentional life. Coach leadership, teach leadership. John Maxwell, certified trainer.
I need that. Everybody needs that.
Everybody needs that.
You know, anybody that, you know, Mike, they say about training, think about this. Who had a coach? Michael Jordan. Right? Think about it. Everybody that's been great in this world has had coaches. And then if you listen to Michael Jordan, he'll say the tips that people gave him. Don't get me wrong, you have to have natural ability.
100%.
But you can refine and make someone better by great coaching, right? And also being, you know, it's mental too. A good coach also will give people, you know, you ever have PhDs, you know what a PMA is?
No.
Do you know what a PMA is?
No.
Do you? Because I'd rather have a PMA than a PhD. And what a PMA is a positive mental attitude.
It all starts with your attitude.
Right. And then how you have attitude is when you have gratitude. Because if you're grateful for the little things, like if you don't complain, like just say, I say, oh, well, I'm happy that I got this. I woke up today. The more you're grateful for what you have, the more you get to be grateful for. But then the more you complain about what you have, the more you get to complain about. So the answer really is gratitude. Because when you have gratitude, you're going to have a happy life, but it also changes your attitude. That's my input.
Well, the key is right there. Where you place your focus expands. Right. So if you're placing your focus on gratitude, love, that's going to expand for you, and you're going to attract that.
Amen. Make sure she gets 10 minutes.
All right, so John, thank you for coming today. I appreciate that. So can you give us a little bit about what's the name of your company and what exactly do you do? I know you said it briefly that you do motivation speaker, but kind of give us a background on that.
Hey, well, first, thank you for having me, Angel.
Sure.
100%. My company is Jag Consulting Group. So basically, I help people live an intentional life, motivational speaking, masterminds, teach goal-getting, goal-setting, coaching, group coaching. I'm certified with John Maxwell team member. So just trying to get out there and give back for what I've learned and everything I've been through and help people live a more growth-oriented life, okay. I guess you could say.
So if someone wanted to reach out to you and get in contact with you about your services, how would they be able to reach you?
The easiest way, you could email me or you could just call me. I'm a old school phone guy.
Okay.
You know, so.
And what's your phone number?
My phone number is 631-433-9675.
Okay. Well, being a motivational speaker, I know there's a lot of techniques a lot of people use. What do you feel is the biggest need in today's society as far as what you're noticing? Is there a trend that you think that people can benefit from your service today?
100%. I mean, I just believe the orientation, like he says, focusing more on your gratitude, becoming more aware, but the biggest thing is living in a precious moment, living right now,
okay.
Today. So becoming aware of that,
okay.
Is huge. And getting older, growing doesn't mean just getting older. You got to actually be intentional with your growth. You won't get anywhere unless you're intentional with your growth.
Okay. So, I mean, it's easier said than done, right? So can you give us like an example on someone who might need like a quick motivational, I don't know, like how would you promote, like if like a 2-minute interview, like how would you promote someone, or not promoting them, but how do you help them overcome certain situations to motivate them?
Well, you could have to actually speak with them and see exactly where their need is.
Okay.
Everybody's got needs. However, every single person needs to be accountable and look in a mirror, and every single person needs to be intentional to grow. You know, getting older, experiences, that's not helping you grow. Reflecting on those experiences and having a plan to grow, not just being goal-oriented, but being growth-oriented, having a plan to grow is going to impact you more.
All right. And one more time, what's your telephone number for them to reach
you? Sure. 631-433-9675.
Okay. Is there anything that you would like to add that you think it's very important in what you do that people should know about?
So I would have to say, thinking on the spot here, that everything comes from my heart. I've lived it. So I've learned manifesting is not attracting what you want, but attracting who you are. So I've learned to become that person. I live it. You have to set an example. You have to learn the standard and then live the standard to teach the standard. So I live it every single day, 7 days a week.
That's fantastic. So we also have another guest here, Diana. She's an actual a proofreader. So tell us a little bit about your business and how can someone... okay, down the phone. Okay.
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
All right.
Diana, go ahead and tell us what you do.
Yes, please.
And then we're going to get to Jason, who's on hold.
So, Diana, tell us what you do and the name of your business and how you got started.
Okay. So my business is DEW Proofreading Services. And I'm actually both a proofreader and a copy editor. Now, the copy editor is the person who does the final, not the final, but the semi-final overview of how something is written, makes any contextual types of changes. The proofreader finds errors of all sorts. Have you ever, you know, gotten something to read and you looked at it and there were errors in it?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's annoying.
Yes.
It's very annoying. It's really easy to handle them. It's just somebody else has to take a look at the material. So, for instance, right now I'm in the process of copy editing and proofreading a book on the subject of the drugging of school children.
Oh, wow.
Which is a very hot topic and very, it's a very dangerous subject because you get these school kids, you know, who get completely messed up by the drugs they're given and then they go and try to kill others in schools or slit their wrists,
wow,
kill themselves. So anyway, it's a fascinating book and I'm utterly caught up in it and I enjoy it. I love what I do.
How many years have you been doing this for?
Well, I started part-time about 45 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a respectably aged dame.
So where are you from originally?
All over.
All over, okay.
Well, Rochester, New York.
Rochester, New York. That's my hometown. 585, really? 585 area code, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, see, a very small good world.
Yeah. Anyway, I traveled a lot. I went to school in Switzerland, in England. I did, you know, I had a lot of traveling. My mother was an opera singer. So was my stepfather. So those were all marvelous experiences. I learned so much from it, which made me even more literate. So I speak English very fluently, and I love putting beautiful English together so that people don't misunderstand what they're reading, you know, but they actually get the full gist of it. So that's what I do.
Just curious, you're an author of a book as well. Do you write, do any writing yourself?
Well, I could, but that's not my prime purpose. I am a poet.
Okay.
So.
You should write a book. I think it'd be worth it.
Okay.
All that experience you have.
Thank you.
That's great to know. I didn't even know you're from Rochester, New York. So if someone wanted to reach out to you for your services, how can they reach out to you? Do you have a telephone number they can reach you at? Or?
I do. It's 727-922-1286. And that's probably one of the best ways to reach me. My email address is DEW futures, like in the future time, futures in the plural, at gmail.com.
Okay. And one more time, give you the telephone number and make sure they hear it out there.
All right. Telephone number is 727-922-1286.
That's great. Thank you, Diane. So I guess we have a caller on the line. His name is Jason.
Jason,
thank you for being so patient. So, Jason, tell us a little bit about what, you know, your name of the business and a little bit about yourself.
Okay, that's a loaded question. But American Masters
Handyman is the name of my company. To sum it up in a few words, you know, if you have problems, we find solutions. We are odd job specialists. I've pretty much, you know, broke a lot of things in my life, so I learned how to fix them. Now, so any kind of home repairs you have, you could pretty much make it up, and we're going to get it done for you. I actually had a lady this week. It was a college girl. She called me up, and her purse was on a roof that was 40 feet high. I guess she got in a fight with her boyfriend, and, of course, he threw it up there. So those are kind of odd jobs I find myself doing from day to day. No telling. The diversity is very wide, and that's kind of what makes me enjoy it so much.
What's your service area?
Actually, Pinellas, Pasco, and Hillsborough seems to be the primary areas that we work. I do find myself at times going wherever the job leads, depending on, because I also do moves and deliveries, and you know, customers have special requests based on the needs that they have that need to get met, and I meet those needs.
Do you provide any discounts to veterans?
Mandatory. Yeah, veterans, seniors. Yeah, yeah. Salute to all my veterans out there that love this country. Man, a moment of silence for all those that we've lost in that process, right?
Yes, yes. I'm very, I love supporting veterans. I have a company called Our Community First, and we have a link. When you click on veterans, it lists all the non-for-profits that help veterans if they're homeless, if they need food, clothing, job preparedness. It's on there. So I'm glad that you are a supporter of veteran, and I would love to advertise your business on my site for free, just because you're helping our veterans. So I will reach out to you later. So can you provide the audience who are listening a telephone number for them to reach you if they need to, need your service?
Yeah, for sure. That's 727-758-8049.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling, Jason. Is there something you'd like to add before we end the call?
Yeah, just I'll bounce around real quick.
Sure.
Painting, flooring, cabinets, turnovers, property maintenance. It's pretty broad, the services that me and my team provide. If there's anything I could do to help you out, reach out to me. And American Masters will be here to serve you.
And what's your hours of operation, Jason?
You know, that's a funny question. It seems to me like, I'm like, well, the Walmart used to be, right?
Yeah.
People call me at all hours of the day and night. I make myself available for my customers. I build personal relationships with them. You know, some of them, I go get their groceries and walk their damn dog. Oh, excuse my language.
Okay, well, you are definitely the handyman. So I'm definitely going to have people reach out to you, and I'm personally going to reach out to you myself. So, Jason, again, thank you so much for calling in, and for all those folks that are just listening in. Obviously, this gentleman, Jason, has a lot to offer in the community. Reach out to him. He sounds like he has a fantastic business. Jason, how long have you been doing this for as far as your business? How many years?
Well, it's been a lifetime, really. I mean, one way or another, I've done this form of work for pleasure, personal. I've had multiple businesses that have grown into this is my most recent acquisition. So I got a lifetime of experience doing this work.
Perfect. Well, again, Jason, thank you for calling in. We appreciate all that you do. And for those folks, again, reach out to the gentleman. It sounds like he has a great business, and he does a lot of different things. So, again, Jason, thank you so much for calling in. You have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'm sure I'll be reaching out to you shortly, okay?
All right. Thank you, and God bless.
Same to you, sir. All right. A real quick promo for it. It's called When You Are Ready. Well, When You Are Ready. That's from Larry Humphreys. The telephone number is 252-801-9052. So this is real quick. If you can reach out to Larry Humphrey. It looks like they do power washing, because he has a logo here for power washer. So definitely reach out to you again. The telephone number is 258-801-9052. He's also for a painter. He does painting services. So if you need any work done in your house and you need someone to paint, They're able to help you out. They have all the skills that they need to do this. It looks like that's what their specialty is as well. So by all means, again, reach out to them. So when you're ready, you're going to reach out to them. I say if you're ready now, do it now, especially with this hot weather. It is the best time to paint your house because you don't want to do it when it's so rainy out. Again, it's Larry Humphreys at 252-801-9052. All right. So we're going to go ahead and anything you want to add?
No, make sure she talks.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We better. Okay. There you go. All right. So back to Diane really quick. Just a quick overview. We're going to do a quick overview for the both guests that are here.
You got it.
So, Diane, I guess for those folks that might be just listening in, please share with them what exactly that you do.
Okay. If anybody has any proofreading of any length that they want handled, I will do it. Very expertly, of course. But, you know, it doesn't matter the length. If it's a book or if it's a poem, it doesn't matter. So come to me. My number is 727-922-1286.
Perfect. Okay, John, I guess, tell us a little bit what you do and how people can reach out to you for those people that are just listening in.
Sure.
What exactly do you do?
Yeah, so I help coach leadership, motivational speak, goal-getting, goal-setting, mastermind sessions. I'm a certified Maxwell trainer, so I help people in leadership, right? So one of the biggest things I do want to say before we do leave is the key is we have to be it now to see it. I gotta be it right now. Stop asking how, start asking what can I do? More of a servant style leadership, and we'll grow faster.
Okay. As far as your clientele, is there a particular age group that you service, or is it from all ages?
It's from all ages.
All ages, okay.
Even when you're older, I mean, the day you stop growing is the day you start dying, right? So it doesn't matter how old you are. If you don't have a plan, you're not gonna grow.
That's true.
So it's all ages. Hopefully, younger, right? If they're younger, I can get them before they start making any mistakes. You could help guide them. You're going to make mistakes, but more of a mentorship
mm-hmm.
to help share my experiences so you don't have to go through the pain that I went through.
So if someone wanted to reach out to you for your service, what's your telephone number?
Yeah, give me a call, 631-433-9675. I'd love to chat. And see what we got going on.
Okay, great. I'm also going to have John's information on my website. It's called Our Community First. My telephone number is 813-424-8751. We're going to do a quick recording and put it into a podcast and, you know, just capture what we're talking about today. And for those folks that are in need, if you're in need of help, if you are homeless, if you're looking for clothing, if you're looking for a job, if you're looking for a place to stay, I mean, right now we're in a crisis, and a lot of people are having difficulties trying to find a place to live, believe it or not. So there are services that are out there that if you need help with your rental assistance to pay for your rent if you're a little behind, just to get you back on your feet, go to our website. It's called communityfirst.com, and just click on rental assistance. If you're looking at trying to purchase a home, don't get frightened with today's interest rate being so high. Now is the best time to buy a house at any time. Don't wait, because the rates just keep going higher. So we also have those connections for you to become a homeowner versus having to rent. If you notice, right now you're probably paying more rent than you're paying owning a home. Again, give us a call. It's Our Community First. Number is 813-424-8751. You guys have a wonderful day. Thank you, Tampa Bay, for tuning in. Have a wonderful day, guys.